To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Happy Monday, news listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. It is February 21st, 2022. Got that best technology news that went on over the weekend, although there wasn't a lot of it. But we'll get you caught up on it right now in about 5 minutes. Been hoping for a new 13-inch MacBook Pro? Well, you shall probably hope no more. That is, if these rumors are true. Looks like we'll be getting a refresh of not only the 13-inch version, but even the higher-end 14 and 16-inch versions. Though the rumors are saying the 13-inch will be here sooner than the other two. And that's probably a given, given the fact that a refresh of those larger models, well, they actually launched in October of 2021. Now, what shall we be seeing in the new 13-inch MacBook Pro? Well, by all accounts, rumors are suggesting there'll be no design updates, meaning the same old chassis with the touch bar, even though that was eliminated from the higher-end 14-inch and 16-inch versions. We're also seeing that the new 13-inch MacBook Pro will not include a mini LED display, nor is it expected to support 120Hz refresh rate. So as you sit back here and say, okay, so what's the point of the update? Well, it's all about the M2 chip. So yeah, it looks like it's going to be a hardware refresh, although a very light hardware refresh. Heading over to stateside for this news, Skype users in the U.S. You might remember before, it was not designed for 911 calls. Well, now with the new Skype version of 8.80, the ability to make those 911 calls now is now a reality. Again, if you reside in the U.S. According to the app's release notes, it is listing the new emergency calling support in the U.S. for both PC and mobile devices. And those emergency services, yes, will be able to know your location, meaning the app will automatically detect and share your location with the emergency operators, and therefore you're dialing the correct 911 number in your area. Now, the Skype support community page, yeah, they wanted to let it be known for sure that your location data is only shared if you dial 911 and will only be used for those emergency purposes. If you don't want your location to be shared, well, then they'll respect your wishes, except for, of course, those emergency calls. Now, a lot of people in the States that at least I know of didn't want to ditch their landline in the past because of the emergency calling feature for it. But now that Skype has it, there may no longer be a reason to keep one around. And finally, you in a cold climate right about now and got a Nest doorbell? Have you noticed that it ain't charging? Yeah, you're not alone. In fact, your Nest doorbell might have been draining battery even faster, because it seems the colder it gets, the faster it drains, and then it won't charge at all. And no, this is not a rumor. Google's actually confirmed it. Yes, indeed, its battery-powered doorbell won't charge below 32 degrees Fahrenheit, even when you've got it fully wired. This was all published on the support page this week by Google, saying that their newest smart video doorbell and even the Google Nest Cam cannot charge in temperatures below 32 degrees. Funny enough, it took a while for Google to admit this. There was a huge number of complaints beforehand saying, hey, ever since it got cold, my doorbell ain't working. Now, there is some good news. If your Google Nest Cam is connected to a wired power source, there won't be any charging issues. However, though, you'll still need that weatherproof adapter. That's going to set you back an additional $35. As far as a remedy for the problem, doesn't look like there is one. Currently, right now, apparently the batteries that are inside these things, they just don't like cold weather. You got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for the British Tech Network, where all the podcasts are, is at britishtechnetwork.com. Head on over there, check out the latest Mac show, the latest photo show, and the latest big show, and so much more entertainment. Find us, of course, too, on our social destinations, Facebook at British Tech Network, Twitter at British Tech, and the BTN community at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow. We will get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you have a great Monday. Thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.